Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for June 2014. First, let's talk about the moon. New moon this month is on the 22nd of June, and full moon on the 13th. So the best time to look at the moon through a telescope is between the last and first quarters, at any time in the first and last weeks of the month. This is because you want the moon to be lit by the sun from the side, rather than full on, as it is at full moon. So to illuminate the sides of mountains and craters, so that you can see them better, by providing a better contrast. June marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, and these are rare and beautiful clouds that are a result of the sun shining through very high ice crystals, after it has set from the point of view of the observer. They appear to be ghostly blue-white clouds in the hours just after sunset or just before sunrise. Try looking in the northwest in the evening and in the northeast before sunrise. Now on to the planets. All the planets are on view this month, so what are you waiting for? Get out and observe them. Mercury is best seen at the start of the month, just after sunset, in the constellation of Gemini in the northwest. Venus will be a morning object at the end of the month, around sunrise, at about 4 in the morning, and will be rising in the constellation Taurus in the east-northeast. Mars is a fine red object in the evening just after sunset, reasonably high up in the constellation of Virgo in the south-southwest, so red that you can't really miss it. And now onto the giant planets. Saturn, with its magnificent ring system, is best on show at the start of the month, around midnight, when it be reasonably high in the sky and free from adverse atmospheric effects. It is currently in the constellation Libra in the south. Finally, Jupiter may be found in the beginning of the month, also in the constellation of Gemini, not too far away from Mercury, in the west-northwest. As always, look out for the four Galilean moons, but this month there is a bit of a treat in store, when on the 3rd of June, in the early evening, there is a triple shadow event on the Jupiter's surface. This is a relatively rare event when three of Jupiter's Galilean moons have their shadows cast on the Jovian surface. This will happen once more next year, and then we have to wait until 2032 for the next time. The only problem is that it occurs before the sun is properly set, and so you have to have keen eyes to be able to spot Jupiter in the relatively bright background. There are no notable meteor showers this month. Besides, with the longer days and shorter nights, it would not be very easy to spot them. And now, as usual, onto Constellation Watch. This month we are well and truly into the summer constellations. The Cygnus family, that I talked about in an earlier podcast, Lyra, Delphinus, and Sagittar, and the summer triangle formed between the three bright stars Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra, and Altair in Aquila the Eagle. The Milky Way is not best placed to view at this time of the year, not only because of the brighter sky, but because the Milky Way is currently lying flat across the eastern horizon. However, there are some nice double stars to look at. The widest separated double star system, as seen from the Earth, may be found in the handle of the plough, the second star in from the end of the handle. If you have average eyesight, you should be able to make out two stars simply by looking at it. These stars are called Alcor and Mizar, Mizar being the brighter of the two at magnitude plus 2. With binoculars or a small telescope, there are two other double stars worth looking at, and these are Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, and Albireo in the tail of Cygnus the Swan. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is, of course, the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for July's highlights. Bye for now.